Well, folks, we are in Anderson Valley this week, and it's my privilege to be sitting with Christy Charles and president of the Winery Association. You're very much affiliated.
Yes, I used to be, and the executive director and a number of other things, but now I just help the wine growers with new projects, events, things like that.
Well, we have some really great events that go on here, so let's talk about the festivals, which are relatively new events, but Anderson Valley is really at an infant stage here, and I'm very excited about it because I've watched it grow. Now we're watching it grow every year.
Yes, certainly we have more producers and more visitors every single year that we're here. We do have some amazing festivals throughout the year that people can come up and take part in. You know, we are about an hour outside of Sonoma County, 2 to 3 from anywhere in the Bay, so it's a doable weekend trip to do. Our first in the year is the Alsace Varietals Festival. So the International Alsace Varietals Festival in mid to late February, depends upon the year. And that's all the Alsatian whites. So Gewürztraminer, Riesling, Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, Muscat. And it's actually wineries from around the world.
And it's actually amazing because those varietals are doing so well here in the valley that you really had to expand to include them.
We did. Yeah, we wanted to showcase how food friendly and how drinkable and gorgeous that these varietals can be. So we invited everyone basically to come, you know, have a party. And so we do a grand tasting. Wineries here host open houses. There's dinners. It's really a fun weekend.
And then in May, which is prime time here. It's really the start of prime time. I love to come up here in the summer because when it's 100 degrees in certain areas of Northern California, it's not here.
That's correct. Yeah, we generally are a little bit cooler, and even if we are warm during the day, it cools off 40 to 50 degrees every night. So you have these gorgeous nights, you can open the windows, and it's beautiful.
And how about Pinot Noir and the month of May? Those go together very well for me.
Yes, they do. We have over 50 producers now that pour at our Anderson Valley Pinot Noir Festival in May, always the third weekend. And so it's 3 days, basically, of Anderson Valley Pinot, dinners and tastings, and you can get geeky and do a technical conference if you want. Open houses on Sunday. Everyone here opens their doors, pulls out all the stops for Sunday. So any day you come during that weekend, it's a really fun time to be had with Pinot.
I think it's something to plan ahead and come for the whole festival, really, and especially if you love Anderson Valley and Pinot Noir. And I'm planning on being here. Very excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you.